Who better to talk high school football with the new sectionals release, with the last weekend of regular season play coming up, than Sam King, our high school extraordinaire for the Lafayette Journal and Courier, welcoming him in now on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. Sam, are you getting a lot of sun? It's really nice outside.
Yeah, actually, I was out in the session football practice, soaking up a little bit. I wore a sweatshirt jacket type thing out there and didn't realize how warm it was. Because it was cold the last time I was outside today. And so now I'm in a T-shirt. The, you know, suns out, guns out whole mentality.
Love nice. It. Suns out, guns out, sails out, nails out. So let's talk McCutcheon. Their sectional was released. It's McCutcheon-Kokomo facing the winner of Harrison-Anderson. What's your evaluation there?
I think that the two county teams are probably very happy. I know McCutcheon coach Ken Frohauger said, we don't care, you know, it's ping pong balls that make that draw, and we're going to play whoever we play. I said, would you rather have it at home for the sectional championship if you were to win? And he said, you know what, we'll go there. As long as we're playing in that sectional championship, that's all we care about. All we ask for is an opportunity. So I think they're probably both happy with the draw, both playing teams that they, in the first round, beat pretty easily in the regular season. And McCutcheon plays Anderson tomorrow night. So, you know, it's a team that they should probably beat handily, maybe shut them out. And if they do shut them out, because Anderson is averaging just 7 points a game, the Mavericks will have 3 shutouts in the last 4 weeks of the regular season. That's a huge momentum boost for a defense that early in the season looked like it was going to be troublesome for them.
Harrison can do a little bit of double scouting there as well, looking at Anderson and then potentially McCutcheon, their second-round foe. I really loved, Sam, how you got beaten and battered. I talked about it a little bit a couple minutes ago on Twitter because of your bias. Your bias predicting that the winner of West Lafayette's sectional was going to win all of 3A. Let's hear a little bit of backing for that statement.
Well, West Lafayette's sectional is absolutely brutal. I think they've dubbed it statewide as a sectional of death because you've got Chatard, which is a traditional powerhouse. I believe Chatard leapfrogged West Lafayette in the rankings this week and is now ranked first. West Lafayette is ranked second, and then you also have Brebeuf, which is Chatard's first-round opponent, is ranked fourth, maybe seventh, maybe something like that. And then you have Guerin Catholic, which could play West Lafayette in the second round, is also ranked in the top 10, maybe 7th and 9th, somewhere in there. And Yorktown, another team in that sectional, is right on the outside looking in of that top 10, receiving votes. So you have 4 teams that are probably state championship caliber teams in one sectional. So I'm sure everybody else in the state is loving this because you don't have to go through all those teams. You might have to go through one. But it's, you know, you got West Lafayette, you've got Chatard. West Lafayette played the Chatard in the state championship in 2015, and those two programs have been really dominant for the last decade or so. And Guerin Catholic is an up-and-coming power, and you know, Brebeuf was in the state championship 2 years ago after beating West Lafayette in the regional on a kickoff with a minute to go, kickoff return for a touchdown. So a lot of success in that sectional, and a lot of teams that have made deep postseason runs in the state finals.
And then lastly here, sectional 42. has, you know, CC facing Clinton Central there in the bottom left corner of the bracket. All this is on Sam's Twitter at Samuel T. King, where he wrote an article about it on jconline.com. You think CC's got a pretty good shot here to take home their first sectional in a few years?
Yes, absolutely, because of the schedule. There's 2 ways to look at it. You play a tough schedule and you get beat a lot, and you're on the wrong side of some 50-0 type games like Central Catholic has been. And you think, what does that do for the kids' morale? And I know Stu has asked me about this, about Central Catholic in the past. But it seems, you know, maybe last year that was the case a little bit, but this year it has totally worked in their favor. They went through that gauntlet early in the season, and they said, hey, you know, we did some good things against these teams that are a lot bigger schools, have more talent, more depth, and all that. And now we're ready to play some schools our own size. And now they're on a roll. They've won, I think, 4 straight. They beat 2 really good teams in that stretch. And the other 2 teams, they did what they were supposed to against those teams. They shut out Twin Lakes and then beat Benton Central by whatever they wanted to name the score as last week. So it seems that they are ready to enter the postseason and make a run. They think they're really good as far as Class A teams, the smallest classification. because they have played no Class A teams throughout the course of the regular season. They've played all bigger schools, took their lumps a little bit, but they found out how good they were early, and they've done some mixing and matching and deciding who needs to play both ways, who just needs to be on offense, who just needs to be on defense, and right now they've got kind of the magic formula.
Talking high school football here with Sam King from the Lafayette Journal and Courier on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline.
Sam, give us your thoughts on that Harrison at Marion game.
This is definitely the county game of the night tomorrow. Marion is not the most, I don't know how to put this, technological, they're not the most sound, fundamentally sound football team, but they have a quarterback that will, you played against Antoine Randall, and
yeah,
he would make a play when there was no play to be made. Marion has that type of quarterback that will just take off running, and he'll make five guys miss, and a play that completely broke down turns into a 40 or 50 yard touchdown run. So that's going to be the problem for Harrison's defense. Is the guy is probably going to be the fastest guy on the field. They've got a good running back, and those two guys, sometimes it just looks like they call quarterback left or quarterback right, or toss left and toss right, and just rely on that speed to get around the edge, and then you get out in the open and make a couple guys miss. And you don't have to be the best blocking team in the world when it comes down to that if you've got an athlete that can do that kind of thing. But I think Harrison probably will not be able to be stopped in this game, and I think that's going to be the difference. Is I just see Harrison being able to kind of mow Marion's defense over and move the ball down the field with its running game.
Tell us about the Jeff Indianapolis Tech game.
Yeah, this is going to be the best opponent Jeff has played in probably a month. And Jeff has beaten everybody on the schedule, but the last 3 weeks especially, the teams have not been challenges, and they knew going in we're way better than these teams. So even though you lost the Maximus Grimes a few weeks ago, it didn't matter because the offense was so good, the defense was so good against those teams that you could do whatever you wanted. I think, against the Logansport, Jeff's up 50 whatever to nothing midway through the second quarter. And it's just, those games aren't fun to play in, even if you're on the winning side sometimes. So they need a challenge. There's a couple really good athletes. The running back for Tech is tremendous. The quarterback can do some things for them. And they gave Harrison a lot of fits just a few weeks ago, getting down in the red zone five times but never scored. Kind of shot themselves in the foot with whether it was a turnover or penalties or things like that. I don't know if I've ever seen a team get in the red zone that much and not score, but they definitely proved that they could move the ball against Harrison. I think they may have had some like 300 yards, but got shut out. I think that Jeff probably will give a little bit. Tech is going to have some big plays and going to maybe expose a few things that Jeff needs to see before they get into the postseason, but Jeff should not have any trouble winning this game.
Talking to Sam King, Journal and Courier here on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. And Sam, we have an ask from Purdue Paul here on our Twitter, Wings Etc. Twitter hotline here. He wants to know about the best team in Tippecanoe County, Harrison boys cross country, because he thinks Caleb Williams is about 30 seconds faster than last year. He wants to know how much of a difference has the new coach, Walt Prancho, made, because, as he marks, he coached a national champion as his previous high school.
Yeah, that's great. And Caleb, I think, was destined to have a season like this, maybe no matter who was coaching him. But then you get somebody with that kind of knowledge. In addition to that, you are destined for great things. And Harrison had a great year last year, and Caleb kind of had a breakout year a year ago. And you just saw that carry over in the track season. And he's really got the right body for it. He's a long, lanky kid that, once he put his focus into running cross country and track, I think you saw him make that big jump. And I just thought that was going to carry over into this year. I tell you the truth, I have not seen them run this fall, because I went to the city county meet, which happened to be about 5 minutes long before Lightning canceled the thing altogether. So that's the extent of what I've seen cross country wise, but I look at the times and it doesn't surprise me. And I think Harrison is a team that will be in the state meet here in a few weeks, because they should win the regional this weekend, which would be the first in the program's history, I believe. And then, go to semi-state, and all you got to do is finish in the top five, which Harrison is definitely capable of doing. And then you're on to the state finals and running in front of the best runners in the state.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us, Sam. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds great. Thank you.
Always fantastic. Our high school extraordinaire, Sam King with the Lafayette Journal and Courier there on the Wings, etc.